enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And today, I got your favorite vegan, Leo Sparrow. What's going on?
How are we doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, awesome. So glad that you can come join us. So,
of course.
I've been seeing a lot of you lately, pretty
much. That's good. That's good. I'm trying to get out there a little bit. So,
I'm happy.
Thanks for watching.
Absolutely. So, no, I'm happy because I've been seeing you around a lot lately. And I've been seeing, like, last year, all that stuff. So, it's kind of nice to see you, like, at some other promotions, too, which we'll get into, which is great. So, but guys, if you're new here to the Under Rope series, here I interview everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, promoters, referees, backstage. I got you covered. If you guys got questions for Leo, please feel free. Drop them into the chat. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to answer any of your questions. I see you, Jay and John, in the chat already. What's going on? How are you? They're loving the action figures in the background. Like all nuts in there. So pretty cool, pretty cool. All right, so we're gonna start off hot. I usually start off a certain way on my podcast, but we're starting off hot. First of all, happy belated birthday. I mean, I know
well,
I said happy birthday,
much. But
we gotta talk about this. We're gonna talk about this because this clip of mine went freaking viral.
Oh, great.
We're going there. All right. We're talking BPW. All right. This past Saturday. All right. Your mom flew up from Florida, which I think is so awesome. I'm very big on when family's very supportive of like their kids wrestling and stuff like that to so see that. And I'm mad that I didn't also like catch the clip of the spinach being thrown at you. I popped so hard. Okay.
You did. I did. That was difficult. Yeah, I do have a video clip of it. I could send it to you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, but yeah, if you guys didn't see, it's on social. My video was the one that went viral with the fact of your mom chopping you.
Mm-hmm.
Probably deserved it.
Yeah, that was kind of awful. She flew all the way here just to do that. This is the first time she's ever seen me wrestle live. And the first opportunity she had, she just hit me right across the chest. So thanks, Mom.
I think your face with the spinach being thrown back at Anya. So anybody that doesn't know, he comes out, he throws spinach at everybody pretty much. Yeah. It's all over the place. Even radio was like, oh, my God, look at all the spinach later on the floor and stuff like that. So if you're not familiar, you know, this is what you do. But how was that? Like, was that a first that people started throwing spinach at you?
That is the first time somebody's ever thrown spinach back at me. Brought their own spinach to throw at me. Usually I'm just trying to give people some spinach, you know? I'm not trying to be a bad person. I care about your health. I'm just giving you out some free spinach, right? But these people, my family, brought their own spinach and threw it right in my face. Very disrespectfully.
Well, I thought it was humorous. So, all right. So, like, I guess, like, the next question into that sense is, like, how much money are you spending on this that you're bringing into the shows and you're throwing it at everybody?
Sometimes I harvest it myself And then sometimes, yeah, I do have to go spend money on it. So it's a lot of my budget, but it's a part of me. So it's all right.
All right. So, I mean, this weekend, again, like I said, I was there. I was sitting front row. You and Jack had a banger of a match.
Well, thanks.
I'm not going to lie. That was actually my favorite match on the card.
Me too.
I'm not going to lie. I think you're a little biased. I'm a little biased, yeah. Too.
Yeah, and I won. So every match I win is a good match.
So definitely. So hopefully this will be up on YouTube too, if anybody hasn't seen this as well. So definitely follow VPW. Oh, I see you, Captain Dave. What's going on? How are you?
Where are you seeing this chat?
I have the program that's running a whole bunch of things, so I see it. So you're going to have to go into individual chats to find everything. So, but I got you covered pretty much here. All right. So let's go here. All right. Obviously, like I said, and you know, as I stated, like I've seen you a lot of places or whatever. And we're going to break down some of the matches and talk about some of the promotions that you worked at. But you know, like I know how you guys are. You guys are very hard on yourselves, you know, so maybe something that I like, you might not like. So for the fan that's never seen you wrestled before, okay, and they want to become an instant fan of yours, what is the go-to match that you recommend that they should watch?
All right. One that I have on my website, leosparrow.com, is tagged to the Shore Star Wrestling YouTube channel. And if you want to instantly see what I'm all about, I would watch this match. So this is a match against Jay the Key Evans at Shore Star Wrestling from December. It's a ladder match for the No Limits Championship. And we take it all over the building. I throw my spinach in the entrance. I do this awesome slam dunk into a hurricanrana. We have a boxing match. We put on boxing gloves in the match. And I'm not going to spoil the ending for you, but you should watch it because I think it's a very fun match. Jay the Key Evans said that it was his favorite match of the year. And it was definitely one of mine, too, because we created a lot of cool moments that a lot of people still talk about, and they want to continue that at Short Star Wrestling. So I'm looking forward to that, too.
Awesome. And I have the link to all this stuff in the description. We'll go into it later, but if you want to click it, it's in that link for you guys. So, John in the chat says, happy belated birthday. And
thank you.
How is GTS Wrestling? And if you would go back, what person would you want to fight back at GTS?
GTS Wrestling was an experience. It was fun. And if I was to go back there, I would probably want to wrestle Grimm, obviously. He's the headliner. He's the one that's going to get the most views. So I'll wrestle Grimm again.
Okay. So, John, have you gone there? Have you, like, seen the stuff? Or just, like, you watched on the tubes? So let us know. All right. So I have a bunch of fan questions for you, so I'm gonna move in and out within my questions and their questions. So let's start with this one. This one's from Mike. So his first one is, who has been your biggest inspiration in wrestling, and what motivated you to begin this journey?
All right, so biggest inspirations, I hang around a lot with Brian Myers and Matt Cardona. And I would say they are inspirations to me because they really embody the betting on yourself kind of attitude. And that's something that I try and do too. So Brian obviously is my wrestling trainer at Creative Pro. And with Matt Cardona, they're the Major Wrestling Figure podcast. So I help out at their live shows. I help out at FWF Live, which they have coming up soon. And I just try and be around them as much as possible because I like to surround myself with people that I want to be like. So those are two people that I definitely want to be like because they're successful, because they bet on themselves. So those are my inspirations. And what inspired me to start wrestling? Mm-hmm. That's the question?
Yeah.
All right, so I love wrestling forever. Everybody does, right? And originally, I had an internship with WWE. I was going to business school, and for the summer of 2020, I was going to be an intern in the, let's see, it was either the community relations or talent relations department. And that got canceled because of COVID. So I didn't get the internship that I was working like a year plus for. And that kind of crushed me. So I was like, you know what? I've always wanted to try wrestling. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but at least I won't live with the regret of never having tried it. But I knew that once I started it, I wasn't going to want to stop until I achieved everything I wanted to. So here we are.
Okay. Oh, we just saw you were at LA. We saw like photos and all that stuff with yep. you, which is pretty cool. So you look like you had a lot of fun with that.
In LA? Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I was with my friends and we got to do a lot of cool touristy stuff. We were probably the only, I didn't see any other fans or wrestlers go and do the Hollywood sign hike. Mm-hmm. So it was, we were kind of the only ones to go up there, but that was awesome. It was a very fun time.
Because there was so much wrestling going on.
There was a lot of wrestling.
It was a lot. It was nuts. I was seeing like everybody on social media, like they're going to Collective or going to like WWE yeah. stuff. It's pretty mm-hmm. cool. So, all right. So I know Mike has another question. Name your top five dream opponents that you'd like to face off in your career.
All right. So, Dolph Ziggler. Here's one. Mm-hmm. Ultimo Dragon. Two. Three. Matt Cardona. Four. Cheeseburger. I have wrestled Cheeseburger before in a scramble, but I think the vegan versus the burger one-on-one writes itself. Number five, let's look in the case for inspiration. What do we got around here? Let's go with Fandango.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's pretty active right now. I'd love to get in there with Fandango.
Yeah, like I've been seeing him like all over. In the indies. Yeah, it's pretty cool to like see and everybody like trying to help put over the next generation of wrestlers too, which is pretty awesome to see. All right. So you brought up Creative Pro, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about some of your favorite moments working at Creative Pro.
Well, I have a lot of favorite moments from Creative Pro just from being there training and then also on the shows. So, recently, we've been doing a tag team, me and GKM, as the Birds of the Sun, and we were doing pretty well, and then we got beat for the tag team champion. We weren't the tag team champions, but we were in a tag team championship match, and Tibbs and CPA, the Midlife Express, won the championship. So, that's kind of what we have our eyes set on right now, but May 13th is our next Creative Pro show. It is sold out, so you can order the stream. I don't know if a stream has actually been announced yet, so I'm not going to say any details on that. But it will most likely be streamed somewhere. Mm-hmm. I would order that.
Usually May on 13th. Twitch sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know what's I don't know where it's going to be streamed. If it's going to be on Twitch or Fight TV or premier streaming network, so I'm not exactly sure. But Homecoming, May 13th, MJF is going to be there, Raven's going to be there, Brian Myers is going to be there, all the Creative Pro talent that you like is going to be there, Bryce Donovan, Phil Cardigan, Vargas, and I will be there. And I don't know what I'm going to do, but I will definitely make my presence known, so yeah. I'll see you then.
Ooh. Well, I'll be there. So,
will you? Wait.
Yes, I will be there.
You're going to like it.
So you could throw spinach at me. You can throw spinach at me. And I was there. I was there at that show, the four-way tag.
Yeah.
So that was definitely fun. CPA was on recently, so you guys can check out that interview as well if you haven't watched that. So
CPA, OnlyFans coming soon.
Oh, my God. Yes. Thank you for that question because he was in my chat. And he asked about the OnlyFans. And we started talking about that. And then I told him what he should do is get, like, inflatable calculators and cover whatever skin he feels uncomfortable showing.
He posts those pixelated photos of himself, so you pay for the unpixelated version.
I actually said to him, I was like, because he's like giving it away for free now. I was like, you're giving it away. Like,
he's a psycho.
He's
making money.
Don't get into a conversation with him about toilet paper, because forget it. He's going to go fly it off the handles. Oh, and you can see that clip that's on the channel as well.
Big office drama in CPA's office. The toilet paper.
I love it. All right, let's see. I see you guys in the chat. Let's see. John says, would you join the Bloodline or fight the Bloodline?
Uh, Well, Roman seems like he's on top right now, so I'd probably want to join him.
Okay. Carrie in the chat says, will we see you versus Swoggle at FWF5?
We better. We better, because he chokeslammed me at the last FWF. So at the next FWF, which is on streaming on June 6th, this is a Tuesday, on Premier Streaming Network, you'll see me. You will see Swoggle, I think. I don't know if actually Swoggle's there. He should be, because he chokeslammed me, and I want to chokeslam him back. Even though he's really heavy, he's a really dense person.
You gotta choke slam him back, and
I
then you
have
know
to.
maybe we'll I mean, I have the choke slam championship belt.
Do you?
I do. It's here.
Well, I think I should be the choke slam. If I can choke slam
Let's see.
Swoggle, I deserve to be the choke
It's
slam
right
champ.
here. Okay, Dante swears it's his.
I agree with him. Right now, it belongs to him.
You need to actually wrestle for it. So.
Yeah.
But you never know. So maybe, maybe in the future you'll
Right.
be part of the Chokeslam Championship as
We'll
well.
see.
So we'll see, we'll see. So that's an NFW exclusive belt. So make sure you guys are tuning into NFW. So let's talk
That
about NF.
Swoggle at NFW.
Let's talk like room right into the NFW. Let's
Let's
talk some
do it.
NFW. So I love that we've been seeing you over there at the last NFW show. You were in a Fatal 4-Way, which we'll talk into, and then you have an open challenge going for the next show. So let's
Yes,
talk a little
I
bit
do.
about, I mean, you and BRG wrestled, which was
Yes.
amazing. So if you have not watched that is on IWTV. Go check that out. Really,
Yeah, I
really
almost
good.
broke my neck in that match, so please go watch it.
No, no breaking news.
I didn't though, so it's okay.
I know. It was like, no. Like, I have enough of worry about you guys getting all hurt in the freaking ring and stuff like that. So, but,
Yeah,
all
that
right.
Fatal 4-Way though was supposed to be a triple threat.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be me versus Rocket versus Flash Carter.
Right.
And then out of nowhere, Jey Haru like just said that he's entering the match. And it was made official. So he didn't win though, because I won
Yeah.
with my moonsault elbow drop.
So now you have open challenge.
That's right. I'm the Earth Champion. So I put up my Earth Championship. The next show, I believe, is May 21st. And I'm putting an open challenge to any NFW talent, new or old, that wants to come and go one on one with the Son of the Sun to see if they can claim the Earth Championship. Over me. So if your carnivore utter sucking diet can beat my vegan diet, you deserve to be the Earth Champion, but it's not going to happen. So good luck.
So there you go. So let me know if you're listening to this podcast, who do you think is going to enter that open challenge?
I want to know too, who you think is going to enter the open challenge.
I don't know. I don't know. There's so many possibilities, but NFW. So,
I hope it's Swag.
ooh.
It's like a
Chokeslam.
choke slam. To the
Chokeslam.
floor. Yeah.
You never know. So make sure you check that out. Melissa's in the chat. She goes, an NFW match was a fun one. Really was. It was
Good.
really good. It was
I'm
really, really
glad you
good.
like it.
So, Alex, chat, are you going to go do the Twitter questions? Because I saw a name associated game for Leo. That will be fun to do. Yes, I have a
Game?
whole bunch of. Well, there were so many. I was confused. They were just like name association. And then they gave like a list of 20 names, and I'm like, okay, we only have an hour.
Rapid fire.
We only have an hour, so we're gonna see. But I do have a bunch of Twitter questions as is.
Cool.
So. But yeah. So John says, I have an idea. I think it will be a vegan teacher off of TikTok. Uh-oh, what are you
Vegan
doing?
teacher? She's a vegan. Why would I want to fight her?
All right. So let's talk about another promotion. Let's talk Wrestle Open. Because I was there. I was there when you debuted over there into your spotlight match with Armani Chaos. So it was funny because recently I was talking to one of the NEPA students. They were like, I don't know, Leo. And they're like, yeah, you do. I was like, you were with me. I was like at Wrestle Open that day and like couldn't remember it. I'm like, yeah. I was like, wrestled Armani.
Wow. Wow.
Terrible.
Well, I'm
You're
sorry for
fired.
not standing out.
He gets hit in the head a lot too.
Yeah. That was a few months ago, though, so
Yeah.
I think if I went again soon, I would make a better impression.
Yeah. So definitely, but that was fun, right? Like
Was
going
fun.
to Wrestle Open, a lot of great fans up there. Great spotlight for people trying
Yeah, I
to
love the
get out
White
there.
Eagle. I like the footage that comes out of that building. I think it's good. good lighting, good quality footage. I like Beyond Wrestling. I like Wrestling Open. I think the whole organization is a good thing to be a part of, and I would like to be a part of it as much as I can.
So, any thoughts of like anybody like you've seen up there that like caught your eye that you're like, oh, I need to wrestle, and don't bring up somebody from CAP because.
Oh, damn.
I'm blocking that because like I feel like I come up there and it's like a whole bunch of people from Creative Pro. So how about somebody from that New England region?
Aaron Rourke.
See, I kind of like associate him CAP more.
I was hoping you wouldn't pick up on that.
I'm the queen of the indies. I know all.
Oh, okay? You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
You can't play that with me.
He lives in Massachusetts, though. He's a New England guy.
I know,
now.
But I know that he's from here. So, like,
Let's see. TJ Crawford.
All right. Even though, like, I feel like that he's trained out of there, too. So.
He's not. He was the Jersey guy.
Yeah. So, Jersey guy. We love TJ here, so. Definitely. All right. Well, TJ's come back better than ever, as I like to say. So I like to see that. Definitely. So, all right. Now let's do some of these other fan tweets that we got here. So this one's from Jeremy. If you were okay, excuse me, because I don't know D&D. If I say this right, if you were droid in D&D, what Terran or biome would you be from? Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
I don't know much about Dungeons and Dragons. What is the question again?
Okay,
what?
So he said, like I said, I don't know if I'm saying this properly. He said, if you were a droid in D&D, what Terran or biome would you be from?
I don't know what there is to choose from, but if there's something earthy, something foresty, I would do that.
Okay.
That's what I would be from.
There you go. I didn't know. I was like, okay, I'm going to screw this question up because I don't know anything about Dungeons and Dragons. I knew what it was for, like, D&D, but that was it. John said that he was at the Wrestling Open that you were there. He goes, I got to hold a bag of spinach. He said he was
hyped.
Oh, well,
thanks for holding it, John. I appreciate it.
All right, so let's move on. All right, so here's another fan tweet. Good cop, bad cop. All right, he likes to mess with everybody on this podcast. All right.
Yeah, you try me.
He goes, with Leo Sparrow being an anagram of oral powers, that what has been the most powerful promo you have cut? He goes, anyone who laughed, shame on you. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Ask your mom about my oral powers.
Damn! Powers. Okay.
But if you go back to the NFW show, the most recent one, and you hear the promo that I cut after the match issuing the open challenge, that was pure passion and adrenaline, and I seriously mean, if you think that you can beat me for the Earth Championship, then you can go ahead and try, because the whole premise of the Earth Championship is that I'm the champion because of the vegan diet. Mm-hmm. And if you think that your carnivore diet is better than that, and you think that you can beat me in the ring, by all means, you deserve to be the Earth Champion, but you can't, so you won't beat me. Go back and watch it. It was a good one. I got a lot of good reactions from it.
Yeah, I saw that on the NFW socials. It's clipped all over. Like, it was just posted yesterday about the open challenge. So even though, like, this happened about, what, a month ago? But it's posted because we're having all the matches up there for NFW going out this week pretty much. So I love a good promo. I love a good promo.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a big sucker for promos. I feel like sometimes it's a losing art. I feel like that a lot of people aren't putting it out there. Even to prepare for matches.
Sure.
It's one of my favorite things.
I'm a big fan of doing it directly after the match. Because I feel like that's when my creative juices are flowing. Mm-hmm. And I'm really in the moment. And I have that adrenaline going.
Right.
So that's when it comes from the heart.
Actually, you know what? So since we do have a lot of, and we're, you know, usually that's kind of one of my ending questions. But, you know, I like to put it out there for those, you know, training wrestlers that maybe haven't completely been out there. Like, any tips, you know, for cutting a good promo? Because that has been a thing that I've been
cutting
seeing.
A good promo.
Yeah.
I talk to myself day and night. I just talk to myself in the car. I cut promos in the shower. I cut promos while I'm working out. Just to myself. And just to get comfortable with speaking naturally, not stuttering, and being able to surprise yourself to see what you come up with. So promos, you just got to start talking.
Okay. So there you go. All right. So we have another fan tweet. This one's from Dominic. He wants to know what your favorite book is.
Favorite book? Damn. I like to read. I got a bookshelf right here. That's what I'm looking at. I like to read two different kinds of books. I like to read wrestling books, obviously, and I like to read like motivational, like self-help books.
Okay.
I think those are cool. So, I just finished the Dynamite Kids book. That was a really like tell-all book. I don't know if it's my favorite wrestling book though.
Ooh, so give that one, because I know that's gonna. If I don't ask that, then I'm gonna get yelled at.
My favorite wrestling book?
Yeah.
I like Chris Jericho's fourth book. Mm-hmm. Yes is a four-letter word. Is that what it's called? Yes is a four-letter word? I think that's what it's called. Or no, I think it's actually called no is a four. Yeah, there it is. No is a four-letter word.
Okay.
That's what it's called. That's like a mix of both.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving stories from his career,
mm-hmm.
and talking about how he bet on himself and talking about how to motivate other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably my favorite book, I would say. Because that one I would read again in an instant.
Mm. Okay. And what about...
So, Chris Jericho, no is a four-letter word. Check it out.
There you go, Dom. And recommend a self-help book that you think that maybe...
Recommend
like everybody...
a self-help book.
Because we all need help. I can always use some help.
Yep. Let's go with... Les Brown. You've got to be hungry. You gotta be hungry. You gotta listen to Les Brown. He's a great motivational speaker, and he gives a lot of good tips. So I listened to Les Brown, and I read his book, and it was good stories from his life. And he tells us one story about his dream job was to be a radio DJ back in whenever it was. And so he was like interning for a radio DJ, and then one day they needed a substitute like in that moment. And he was just ready because he was taking every opportunity he could. So they needed a substitute, and he filled in. He called his whole family. He was like, turn on the radio because I'm about to come on the air. And he blew it away, and he got the job. So I would say, Les Brown, you've got to be hungry.
Okay.
Check it out.
There you go. In the chat, what tag team would you want to go against at CAP and Wrestling Open?
At CAP, I want to wrestle Adrenaline Express, VSK, and Eric James. I like them. Those are both my friends, and they motivate me and help me out. They've adopted me as their son in the Adrenaline Express 2022. Yeah, that's when we did it, 22. At Wrestling Open, I would go with the Shook Crew, I think, because they're just so fun. We wrestled Brick City on CAP TV. We wrestled them at Creative Pro shows. They're fun to work with. I like Shot Through the Heart. I think they're fun. Good characters. So I'd go Shook Crew.
There's a lot of great talent up there. It really is. There like is. That tag team division is stacked. It really is. I know that was hoping that you were going to say Main Event. I know it. That's his favorite tag
main
team.
Good.
They're really good. So there you go. I threw your boys in, John. I got you with your main event, you know. But even NFW has been getting stacked with their tag teams going on there. Our last show, it was all like stacked with a whole bunch of names. So it's wild. I mean, I'd love some Miracle Gen.
Oh yeah, they're great.
So, all right, let's move on to another question. All right, so here's a let's bring back this fun question. Craziest thing a fan's done to get your attention?
Throw spinach at me is a very good one. At NFW, they were chanting, "We eat meat," and I just thought that was such a wild chant that it got my attention. I was like, good for you, you're killing yourself.
I'm part of that.
Oh, thanks.
I didn't start it, though. You would think that I would have started. I didn't start it though.
Yeah.
But I think your friends were like, no, we don't. So it's like every time we're shouting that.
Yeah, there you go. Some crazy chants. Some people chanted at me, you're not vegan. I didn't, like, that's a chant that doesn't even make sense. I'm clearly telling you I am. And I am, so. That doesn't make sense.
That was fun. It was a lot of fun. So be loud at shows, right? Like, I hate those shows when it's like dead quiet. So I don't know. I feel like this is gonna be a thing now with you, though. I think people are gonna come and throw spinach at you now.
Throw spinach at me?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. I like spinach.
Be like,
as long as you're not throwing bacon strips at me or whatever.
Did you see the feed the other day where when I shared the video of the spinach? And then my friends were like, Tiff, we got to throw spinach at him now. So then I was like,
bring the spinach. Bring it on.
They were like, forget the streamers. Throw the spinach at him. And I'm like,
and spinach.
And then they start talking about
a cool visual, the two of them.
Brussels sprouts, too. They were saying that they're like, Tiff,
Brussels sprouts? You're going to peg me with Brussels sprouts? You're just going to throw them at me? Absolutely not. That's crazy.
Terrible. Right? Like I didn't say it. Like, you could go in the feed. Brussels. There's proof. I didn't say it. Yeah. I voted for a plushie. Like, if we're going to throw Brussels sprouts, I voted for a plushie.
Yeah, sure.
So
I'm trying to throw me off before my match.
I'm giving away all the secrets. I'm sorry. No.
Friends are going to be mad.
Melissa says, I take full responsibility for the Brussels sprouts.
Thanks, Melissa.
Oh, my gosh. See, I voted a plushie. I found a Brussels sprout plushie. You know, we can add it to the collection of all the plushies that sit in my back seat. So everybody's like, I have a whole bunch of plushies. I mean, you saw Sad Mike. Then we have Randy the ramen for the Dante.
Ramen. I did see the ramen.
Yeah. So and then we have a cabbage for Charles Mason.
Ooh, I like that.
we'll substitute the cabbage. So Melissa says they're basically small cabbages, and you already have muffins. Yeah. See, so I'll bring the cabbage. So. John says, when are you coming back at Open? I'll bring a bag of Brussels sprouts for you.
I'm not telling you.
Just keep checking the Wrestle Open page every week. Maybe he'll be on it. You never know. Now he's like, I'm not going back up there. I'm going to get like clobbered by everybody. Well, you saw Brick City Boys that got hit with bricks at one of the Wrestle Opens. So you never know. You never know what's going to happen. So, all right. All right, let's talk about something that's dear to my heart on this podcast, Wrestling with Positivity. So is there anything that you can think of that you could share with us, something maybe you've done for a fan, maybe a fan's done for you, maybe a wrestler's done for you, maybe something that you've done for a wrestler, something that we wouldn't normally know unless, you know, you shared the story?
I'm not too sure. I would have to think about that. Wrestling with Positivity. Yeah, I'm not too sure, but I'm sure there are a bunch of things that fans or other wrestlers have done for me that they probably didn't have to.
Yeah.
Even if it's just like inviting me in their car or something like that. Fans have definitely driven me places. Wrestlers, I hop in with wrestlers all the time. They hop in with me. Mm-hmm. So in just being present and making sure other people feel included, that's goes a long way with everybody.
Oh, you know what? Let's talk about the balloon that was made this weekend, because I thought that was freaking awesome of you. That the Leo Sparrow balloon that was made of you.
Oh yeah.
Because that was awesome.
Mr. Pop and Twist.
Yes.
He made me a Leo Sparrow balloon animal. I have a picture of it.
Did you take it home?
Of course, my mom took it home.
Oh.
He is someone I met when I was like 15 or 16 at a wrestling show in the city. And I went as a fan, and he was doing the same thing, just making wrestler balloon animals. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. And we connected on Facebook and we stayed in touch. And yeah, give it to me. Thank you.
Oh, look how cute.
So it's got my tattoo. It's got my gear, green, blue down the sides. Here wrote Leo Sparrow on the butt. It's got my boots, got my wrist tape. It looks just like me.
Oh, that's so cute.
I said I think I should be a lot more tan and muscular, but
all right, now you're being extra.
Extra? I don't know what you're talking about. But this is what he made for me. Very full circle moment because I had met him a few years ago, and he said it was great for him because it was the first time he's ever got to see me wrestle, and the first time he's gotten to make a balloon for me. Aww. So that was a nice little full circle moment. There's, if you can see it, there's two of us.
That was awesome. I thought that was so cool. Like, I walk right past you, and I'm like, oh my God, how cool is this?
Yeah, I thought it was cool too.
That's amazing. So, I don't know. Does he, like, do commissions, or he just does it on certain places? Yeah. He does?
I believe he goes to, like, every VPW show, because mm-hmm. he's a Long Island local.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if anybody wanted to, like, reach out to him, maybe, like...
Yeah, his name is Mr. Pop and Twist. So he's been doing it for years.
Yeah, I've seen him before. I saw, like, he's done one of, like, Gangone a couple of years ago. So to actually, like, see him do it in person, and then all the kids, like, running around...
Right.
You know, with the swords and stuff, and that's really awesome. Yeah. So really, really cool. So shout out to him.
Shout out.
I think that's amazing. So there you go. There's your wrestling of positivity.
Definitely.
I think that was awesome. So, all right, pre-match rituals.
I always eat a piece of spinach, and I share it with whoever's around me. And normally do cheers, and we both eat the spinach. So if you ever see me chewing during my entrance, it's always a piece of spinach. Other than that, I say a prayer for me and my opponent, and that's basically it. Stretch. Make sure I don't want to get hurt. I'm always pacing around. I feel the nerves right before. It's crazy because I feel the nerves right when I walk through the curtain, and then the second I step out, it's gone. And I'm turned on, and my adrenaline's going, and I'm focused.
Okay. I know Josh likes to ask questions about what is the go-to song you listen to when you work out?
When I work out, I got a whole playlist. I'll tell you some of the songs that are on the playlist. All right. I got Brian Myers' theme song. I got Sweet Victory from SpongeBob. Always gets me hyped. We have some... B.I.G., Motorhead, some WWE songs. I have Batista, Evolution, CM Punk's first theme song, Randy Orton's first theme song, MVP's first theme song, Dolph Ziggler's theme song. Those get me hyped as well.
Okay, awesome. A little bit of everything.
Oh, you know whose theme song? All right, indie wrestler's theme song that I really like is MSP.
Yes!
I was just like... watching a show once on my computer on IWTV, and I heard it, and I was like, I love this mm-hmm. song. And then I found it online, and I instantly put it on. I don't even know them.
No?
I instantly put it on my workout playlist.
They have a bot.
And I went to one show. I think it was Chaotic Wrestling, mm-hmm. and they came out, and I was like, oh, yeah, I love this environment. These are good vibes right here.
Oh, wow.
And Jay the Key Evans, I was talking about him before. His theme song is awesome, too.
Yeah.
So all those, if it's on my workout playlist, it's got to get me hyped. It's got to get me motivated from the second I hear it. So I love those.
Shout out to MSP. I love them. Yeah. So they've been on this podcast. If you want
to
learn
I would love to work with them one day.
They're so awesome. Yeah, I would, you know, I was telling Cody he's got to bring MSP back down for NFW. They wrestled Vlog Bro University. That was a fun match at NFW. They were just at DPW yesterday in the Mecca.
Nice.
So awesome. Wrestled Gabriel Sky and Tristan Atai. I gotta watch that. I gotta go back and definitely watch that show. So I heard it was really, really good. So a lot of good people. Yeah, that's definitely a bop, as everybody says. So I have that sometimes, like when I drive up to Massachusetts, that's one of the songs that plays.
Yeah, there you go.
So all right, so road trip story. Give us one of your best ones.
Oh,
you can throw someone under the bus, but be careful.
Most of the time I drive alone, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because I try and get somewhere different every weekend. Mm-hmm. And I normally just go alone. But my worst road trip story was I was driving to Pittsburgh, and I had two other Creative Pro students with me. And I drove all, it was like 9 hours there, and then I wrestled my match. Same night we drove back. And we're driving back, and I was like, I couldn't stay awake, so I had to sleep in the back seat. And I'm laying down in the back seat of my Prius, and one of the other students is driving. I'm not naming any names. And I hear like a bump, and I instantly like sat up, and I was like, "What was that?" And they're like, "I don't know. I think it was a piece of garbage or something." I was like, "All right." So I laid back down, and then like 5 minutes later, all these lights and sirens and noises and beeps started going off my car. I was like, "Great!" So they pulled over, and my car like shut down, would not move. It drained a bunch of fluid out of my car, and it just
Wow.
my car was wrecked. It could not move. So that was, it happened in Pennsylvania, and we just managed to get over the border into New Jersey. So I had to call a tow truck, and we were there. We were up all night waiting for the tow truck. And my dad drove at 3 o'clock in the morning. I called him from Long Island out to the far end of New Jersey to come pick us up, and we had to get the car towed from New Jersey back to Long Island. So that was definitely the worst, because I was sitting on the side of the highway in a car in November at 3 o'clock in the morning. We were freezing, and all these trucks were going by, and it was scary. So that's definitely my worst road trip story.
Wow, crazy.
But I have I usually have fun. And I'm normally the driver too, so I pick all the music.
I feel you. I feel that when I drive all the places, I'm by myself most of the time. So I feel you on that sense. Mike Anthony is in the chat. He goes, Leo
Mike
Sparrows is the
Anthony, what's up?
face of VPW and GTS.
That's right. I am the face of VPW and GTS.
Too funny. All right, let's see what else we got here. All right, so what are some things you like to do when you're not in the squared circle?
Oh man, I don't do anything outside of wrestling.
Well, you collect figures back there, clearly.
I do. I do. Since I like being a part of the Major Wrestling Figure podcast, I gotta stay up to date. So these are all people that I like and I think are cool figures and stuff. So
What's your
I
best
got
one
an
in there?
MJF, I got a Brian Myers, Chris Statlander. Those are Creative Pro people who are close to home. Dennis Rodman. Big Dennis Rodman fan. I love his matches. Great wrestler.
Has anybody made one like of you or something in regards to that sense?
Yes. Do you have the graphic that I sent you earlier?
Yes, let's pull that up. Hold on 1 second. Here we go. Look how cute the little buddy. I got some spinach floating around.
Is it
It's your,
up?
yeah, it's up.
I can't.
Well,
Oh
you're not
man.
gonna
All
see
right.
it, yeah, but
Here we
I
go,
have it
right
up.
here. This is it. Leo
What?
Sparrow Wrestling Buddy. LeoSparrow.com. Brand new. Just got these in. They're flying off the shelf. I sold a ton of them at BPW. I sold a ton of them the first day that they were posted online. So I would pick it up now before they get sold out because they are limited. These are awesome. They're in the Major Buddies line. Major Buddies, which is official of the Major Wrestling Figure podcast. Now the Major Buddies line consists of Brian Myers, Matt Cardona, Chelsea Green, and Leo Sparrow. So go to leosparrow.com and get your Major Wrestling Figure podcast, Major Buddy of Leo Sparrow.
There
You could beat it up, you can poke holes in it, you can use it as a voodoo doll, up to you.
It needs a belt. It needs the earth belt.
It does need a little Earth
It needs
Championship, you're right.
like a little one, a custom one. That would
Yeah, I
be
think you're
cool.
right. It's got my gear. This is the same gear as the balloon. Here, it's like this Leoception over here.
Hey Dante, he's in the chat. He goes,
Dante's in the chat.
I agree with Mike. What an amazing slam buddy. When's yours coming out?
Yeah, Dante, when are you getting your slam buddy?
I
Oh wait,
have
this isn't a slam buddy. This is a major
well, the
buddy.
major ones.
Different.
I have little Bryce
Oh, you got a Bryce
here.
buddy. Nice.
I have Aaron Rourke.
Nice.
I got little ones. So I like the keychains. I think they're cute.
Keychains are cool.
You need to make some keychains.
Yeah, you're right.
I want keychains. I can hang it up right here in my next to my podcast stuff. Put I got all my nice cool stuff here.
Little ring in here, and you hang this up on your wall.
I'm gonna go to the supermarket with my little bag, and I'm gonna attach it. Or I can like hang them out of the car. There's just like banging around.
Exactly.
There you go. Dante says I have to get Leo's first. Well, there you go. They're for sale. Like
right, leosparrow.com.
I'm helping you out here. Yeah.
Oh, also on leosparrow.com, we got these brand new Leo Sparrow Pokemon cards.
Oh my god.
Me and Venusaur. We had an original run of Leo Sparrow and Bulbasaur that was in my old gear, old look. We upgraded, we evolved to a new Pokemon card you got right here.
That is
Leo
adorable.
Venus.
All right, I need one of those because that can go on my thingy over here. I like small right, things. I like pins. I like stickers.
Oh, yeah, I like pins. If you know? You've ever ridden in my car, you know that I like pins because my car is full of
I
pins.
Need to do a new run because I saw your photo that you had like all the pins, which I think is like awesome. Yeah. So I need to do a run of my own pins, my Queen of the Indie pins, and I'll give you one of my pins.
Yep.
So awesome. I have stickers though. So but yeah, I need nice. To do I have to too. Do a run. So but I like
getting
all the
stickers and pins of all my friends.
Yeah, so we'll definitely do that. Kim's in the chat. What's up, Kim? She goes, love you, Leo. You too, Tim.
Hey,
thank you. Love you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for the support, Kim.
Aw, let's see. Yeah, John is talking about like you know the buddies. They're so popular now. I think they're so great. Like, I mean, I know that one's not like the buddies, but everybody's doing like the little pillows of like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think they're great. So my dog will probably eat it. So that's why a lot of my stuffed animals or plushies that I use for wrestling is in my car.
You know what? I don't think you need to get a Brussels sprout plushie. I think you just need the real thing. I think you just. Get the Leo Sparrow.
But it would be more fun to throw Brussels sprouts at you. Anyway, Dante, he's coming for your chokeslam championship, by the way, just so you know.
Dante, I'm going to kick your ass, and I'm going to chokeslam you, and I'm going to chokeslam Swoggle. It'd be a lot easier to chokeslam Dante than it would to chokeslam Swoggle. Swoggle's very bottom heavy. So, but if I can get it up, I will choke slam Swoggle and I'll become the champion. Dante, watch your back, buddy.
Ooh. All right. So this guy in the chat is asking me about this Twitter. I didn't write it down. Hold on 1 second. Let me go grab it because.
All right.
Let's do. Where is it? The name associated. But they gave me like 20 names. So we're not going to do 20
rapid
names.
Rapid fire. Rapid fire.
You want to do rapid fire? All right. We let's got time, go. Right? All right. All right. So here we go. Wrecking Ball.
Oh, wait. I didn't realize I have to think about it. But that's not
you said rapid fire.
All right. Wrecking Ball. Big.
All right. Max Zero.
Say it again.
Max Zero.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Max Zero? Damn. Okay. Cheeseburger.
Asshole.
Jesus. Ryan Mooney.
Ryan Mooney.
This isn't rapid fire.
I don't know. I'm wrestling him this weekend. I don't know.
Careful.
Loser.
Wow. Okay. All right. Beat him, so. Ron Zombie. Is that your okay? Chris Battle.
I don't know who these people are.
All right. You know this one. CPA.
Sexy.
Oh, okay. All right. Cole Carter. He looks like BRG. Come on.
Cole Carter? Yeah. Looks like BRG?
Yes. That's what everybody keeps
he
saying.
He looks like a way better looking version of BRG, maybe.
Oh, damn.
Jacked.
All right. Richard Holiday.
Jacked.
Flip Gordon.
Bouncy.
Okay. Falaba. I love Falaba. You should have gave freaking creator pro names.
Like, yeah. I wrestled Fala and he sat on me and crushed my ribcage. So.
Oh no. All right. Casey Navarro.
Casey Navarro. Good.
Dan Barry.
Cop.
Can I answer this next one? LSG. He's a freaking diva.
Diva?
Yes.
Why is he a diva?
Oh, because if you watch the promotion that we're not going to talk about, he came out in a crop top coat. So he's a diva.
Yeah. All right, diva. Let's there do it. Go. I like that.
All right, Dan Moff.
Oh, solid.
Yeah. Dark STG.
Jacked. Scary.
Dutch.
Underrated.
Alec Price.
Next up.
Next up. All right. At the last one, Jordan Oliver.
Oh, man. He's in that same boat.
He's in that same next boat? Up.
Yeah.
You got the wrong tweet. What are you talking about? That's the tweet. You said that.
Wrong.
What are you talking about? You said it was Matt's tweet. That's Matt's tweet. Like, I'm reading it. Oh, okay. Well, that was for Jay Haru, but that's okay. We'll use it for you too. So.
Wow. Okay. Maybe that's why I didn't know these people, because it wasn't intended for me.
Did you leave me another one that I did not see? Hold on. Oh, okay. I see it here. All right.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. All right. Here we go. Steven Azur.
Sweater vest.
Okay. Steve Somerset.
Smaller sweater vest.
Bobby Orlando.
Da.
Okay, Philip Cardigan.
Cool.
Cool. Vargas.
Not cool.
Slade.
Scary.
Mark Sterling.
Smart.
Masha Slamovich.
Scary.
Eric James.
I don't know. How to describe him in one word?
There you go.
Word association. Eric James. Backstreet Boys.
Okay. All right, we did Fala Von Cheeseburger. Victor Benjamin.
Oh, man. Karate.
Yoshifer. Did I say that right?
Yusufer, yeah.
Yusufer, yeah.
Sasquatch.
Okay, Edith Surreal.
Every time I see Edith Surreal, I always think how cool her mask is.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen a mask like that that just covers the eyes like this. I think it's cool. That's the first thing. I wrestled Edith Surreal on Halloween last year, and that was a very fun match. I really enjoyed that one.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, you could just say mask.
She bit me with vampire teeth.
Rude.
Rude.
Rude. And then the last one, Omas? Is that how you say the Omas? Oh, I pressed
that. Large.
Was it?
Omas?
Yeah.
Large.
Thinking? Or no?
No, I said large.
Oh, I didn't hear you say large. Oh, my bad. All right. Alex is laughing at me in the chat. I'm sorry. I don't know. Like, I saw, like, I'm scrolling fast. I didn't see that one when it popped up earlier. I saw the other name one. So thank you for that. So that was funny. But we got some other, you know, thoughts from you. Yes, your face. All right. So I got two final questions for you, and then we'll go into what else you got coming up. Goals for 2023.
Goals for 2023. Good thing I have my 2023 goals sheet right here.
Oh, look at that.
All right, I want to wrestle for the NWA. I really like the NWA and what they're building ever since they started up again in 2020. I would love to work with them. I want to work with more vegan brands outside of wrestling to grow my vegan brand. which is just me mm-hmm. as a vegan athlete. So I'd love to work with them. I have been working with C4. C4 has been to all the Creative Pro shows recently, and they come and they just hand out free cans of C4. And I'm working with them. They're committed to sustainability goals mm-hmm. within their company. So I want to work with them and companies like them. I always want to build a better body and show that you can be vegan and not protein deficient. Mm-hmm. And I want to wrestle outside the United States. Ooh. So if you're a promoter and you own a wrestling company or have pull in a wrestling company outside of the United States, I have a passport. I'm willing to travel, and I will make your show better.
There you go.
Contact me, nosteakallsizzle@gmail.com.
There you go. There you go. Oh, there was one thing that I wanted to bring up that I didn't bring up. So, Rad Pro Wrestling.
Rad Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
What a rad time.
Man, this was awesome. If you guys didn't watch my interview with Max Smashmaster, please go back, go watch that. We talked about the birth of it. We talked about how he came up with the concepts, the characters, all that stuff. So please go watch that interview after you watch this. But pretty much explaining that taking you guys out of your comfort zone and being a completely different character that you can only see there.
Yeah.
And this is on IWTV. They're coming back in June. So definitely in Massachusetts, definitely check it out if you can't. And it's on IWTV. It's about an hour and a half, so it's quick because it was all edited and went on to a premiere pretty much. So definitely look into this. So tell us your experience with it.
Oh, man. All right. Well, first, I wish it was like Radish Pro Wrestling because that would be a lot more vegetable friendly. But Rad Pro Wrestling, I am Blossom Oak. And me and my buddy Leaf Montgomery, we make up the Plant-Based Prophets, and we just are spreading our plant-based love mm-hmm. to all the fans of Rad Pro Wrestling. And I don't know why they didn't appreciate our demonstration of our oat milk. We walked to the ring with our mm-hmm. oat milk, and Dan the Dairy Man.
Yes,
he's kind of like my arch nemesis right now because he kicked out our oat milk that we left in the ring. So anybody who makes a character just based off of them drinking milk is disgusting to me. So hopefully I get my hands and my boots on his face one day.
Ah. Well, this is a great concept. So again, you guys can only see this there. That's it. You won't see that character anywhere else.
That's right. Well, they're Rad Pro.
So go give some love over there. I really enjoy it. I was so I was live tweeting that whole, like, once it was available, I was like, I have to live tweet this because I was dying.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
It was definitely fun. So it's kind of got like that 80s, 90s theme in there. So definitely worth a watch. So I hope maybe I can come up to the next show. So tickets are on sale too. It is a ride. So, but anyway, all right. So I like to end my interviews with this. What's a piece of advice that you would give an amateur or inspired wrestler out there?
Just keep going and don't stop ever. Surround yourself with people that you look up to and you want to be like, because that's what I'm doing. And I wouldn't really tell anybody to do something that I wouldn't do myself. Mm-hmm. So I would say surround yourself with people that you look up to. I always try and hop in with people that I look up to, Creative Pro graduates, Max Caster, Bryce Donovan, Bear Bronson. These guys, I try and be around them as much as possible. I try and be in an environment that I think fosters growth mm-hmm. as much as possible. I like to be at Creative Pro as much as possible. I like to go to as many classes as I can. I like to learn as much as I can. I like to go watch as much wrestling as I can because I like to see different styles of wrestling. I like to hear different people's point of views, wrestling fans and non-wrestling fans, based on what they watch. So I really have an open mindset to everything. Mm-hmm. And then I use what I think would be applicable to my character. Mm-hmm. And I'm always willing to try new things and throw it against the wall and see if it sticks. So that's gotten me to right here, right now. And I'm very happy with where I am right now. And it's only up from here.
Comrades in the chat, what's going on? Check him out.
Going on?
Everything Pro Wrestling. Go give him some love. He's got you covered with AEW, WWE, and all that fun stuff. He says, what's the most expensive figure in the collection?
Oh, damn. If you see in the back, there are ones that were in the box that are like autographed. So before, when I was doing, when I was in business school and I wasn't signed up for wrestling school yet, I was still in the wrestling world on the business aspect of it, setting up like autograph appearances and things like that. So through my dealings with people that I've worked with, I was able to get things autographed like this. So make it a part of the collection. What is the most this Jushin Liger? Can you see that? Yeah, is one of my most recent ones. I really like Jushin Liger, and I like that figure specifically. That one's expensive. These two are like prototypes right here. That's Roddy Piper. This one's Macho Man. Some of the autographed ones, I have an autographed Jushin Liger, autographed Ric Flair, Trish Stratus, Christian, Bret Hart, Road Warrior Animal. On this side, we got Razor, Diesel, Luger, Bruno, Jerry Briscoe, Stephanie McMahon. Some cool ones. So most expensive, I'd probably say, was the Jushin Liger, this guy right here.
Awesome. That's awesome. Shout out to Jack
Yeah.
at the Wrestling Universe too. Much love to him if you guys want
I have been
spectators.
to the Wrestling Universe so many times
Yeah.
as a fan. That was one of the first places that I like begged my mom to take me when I was like 14. She was like, "Oh, it's because we lived on Long Island. Queens is pretty far." So, but now it's I drive through Queens
It's
three
not
times a weekend. So,
far. Let's
no,
not.
not anymore. I walk there.
It's not that far. It's not that far. So awesome. All right. So let's talk about, again, let's go through. We have your buddy here. So I have, I'm putting this up on the screen for you guys. So definitely go check it out. You can give it a hug.
Leo Sparrow, pro wrestling buddy, leosparrow.com. You can play with it, you can move it, you can beat it up, you can kiss it, you can do whatever you want.
Could throw spinach at it.
If you've ever wanted to sleep with me, now you can.
There you go. Or you could put a keychain on it, hanging out
That's
your
right.
door.
Leo Sparrow, Pokemon cards, all you can find at leosparrow.com. Matches up there. Merch, prowrestlingtees.com/leosparrow. Let's see what dates we got coming up. So
Yeah.
this weekend, we have the April 22nd and 23rd. I'm going to be in Philadelphia for both of those dates. So the 22nd is the LVAC show. I don't know what I'm doing there, but I will be in a match. Find out when you get there. On Sunday, April 23rd, I have a Fatal 4-Way. This one is for the Earth Championship. And do you have that
Yep, it's
graphic?
up. It's up.
All right, it's up. I can't see
Yeah,
it.
I got you.
So
I got it.
in the
Well,
match, it's Leo Sparrow, Junior Benito, McCray Martin, and Ryan Mooney. So that
oh,
should be a fun one.
fresh
And I'm
air.
walking in as the Earth Champion, and I plan on walking out as the Earth Champion too.
This is gonna be a banger. Oof, I love everybody in that match. It'll be
It
really,
will be
really
fun.
good. I love McCray. I love Junior. I'm so good. Ryan's crazy. Careful.
Yeah.
Careful.
Saturday, May 13th, that's Create a Pro
Create a Pro.
Show. If you didn't get a ticket, then you can get the stream. It doesn't include information about the stream on the poster, so
Make sure you're
I'm not
following
going to
Create a
stick
Pro.
you anything. Follow Create a Pro Wrestling on social media. Streaming on Tuesday, June 6th, is FWF Live 5. I was at all five in different roles. At FWF 1, I did sound and lighting and music and things like that. FWF 2, I was a referee. FWF 3, I was a referee. And then I screwed over Dango to join up with VSK. FWF 4, I managed VSK and was chokeslammed by Swaggle. FWF 5, I make my in-ring debut. So that match has not been announced yet. Keep up on the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, Major Pod Network, FWF Live social media, and you can find out what that match is coming up soon. I'm somewhere different every weekend. If you follow me on social media at No Steak All Sizzle, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, then you can see where I will be and if I'm coming to you soon.
There you go. And tweet out your favorite promotions to get him booked. You guys
Yeah, the
help.
only way that a promotion will use your favorite wrestler as if you let them know that you want them to be there. So if you want to see me somewhere near you, you contact that promotion and you tell them, I want to see Leo Sparrow. Contact him, book him, put him versus my other favorite wrestler or whatever. Just let him know.
Definitely. So you guys are very powerful too. I always say that. Post the clips, post the photos, all that fun stuff. You never know. Stuff can go viral. I can't believe I looked there this morning and I was like, oh my God, that clip has like 7,000 views. It was like almost. And I was like, Jesus.
My mom flipped out about that.
That was fun. That was fun. So awesome. Awesome. So again, all his links are in the description below. Go support him. Show him some love. Go bring him some spin. Anything else? Like, you know, like anything particular, sweet treats, anything that, you know, like a fan can bring you if they see you?
Can bring me?
Mm-hmm.
I like any vegan food. I really like, all right, I think mango is probably my favorite fruit. Mm-hmm. So if you get like dried mango or like freeze dried mango, I love you forever. I'll trade you a Pokemon card for mango.
There you go. You never know. I mean, fans ask me all the time, you know, what wrestlers like. And they bring stuff.
Yeah.
To their favorite wrestler. You never know. Somebody was bringing.
I like dried mango. I like regular mangoes, stickers, Pokemon cards. I'll trade you. You don't got to give it to me.
There you go. There you go. So there you have it. So awesome. So Leo, thank you so much for coming on here and chatting with everybody. So.
Of course. Well, thank you very much for having me. If you guys have any questions for me, you can tweet me. You can comment on any post or anything like that. I hope you guys like what you heard and will follow along with my career. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, so very entertaining. Go check it out. Thank you guys in the chat for all your questions. Thanks everybody who sent me on Twitter or text or Facebook, wherever it is that you sent me questions. I appreciate you. Sorry that I messed up the rapid fire with the other. I only saw one
post. That's all right.
But it was fun. We had fun. We got through it, right? We got through it, so we got some love for that too. So Jay Haru is coming on next week, next Monday. So make sure you send in your questions. You have any questions that you want me to ask him?
For Jay Haru?
Yeah.
Ask him how my right hand felt in his mouth.
Well, there you go. We're going to ask him that next week. So make sure you stay tuned. So guys, you know the drill. Stay safe. Support independent wrestling. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.